in high definition. It's Evening Magazine for Wednesday, April 30th. Now, here's your host, John Curley.
Evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. Back in 1994, my wife Lacey was in a car accident. It affected her neck. She saw doctors and physical therapists, but nothing seemed to work. By the time I had met her, Lacey was taking 21 aspirin a day. I told her about a doctor I had heard about, and she was skeptical, but she said, "I'm in so much pain, I'll try anything." The results have been so amazing, I wanted to tell you about this doctor who seems to have the healing touch, but without the touch.
What you're watching has been described by some as nothing short of a miracle. The popping, the grunting, and the hands all belong to a Dr. Johanna Holler.
So I'm just going to let you relax for a couple minutes, okay? And I'll be back. I'm not, a miracle worker. The miracle is the human body. It's just a gentle procedure. And when it's gentle, people have a difficult time with it sometimes.
Dr. Holler is a chiropractor that specializes in a procedure where the atlas, or C1, the small donut-shaped ring at the top of the spine, is carefully adjusted back to center, thus balancing the spine. But it's how the doctor does these adjustments that leaves many of her patients wondering.
I used to try to figure out what she did and how she did it. I do believe she has some sort of magical powers. I just think she's that kind of a person.
41. Fisher and West here, the Mountain Morning Show.
Mike West, the morning DJ for KMTT, has been seeing Holler for more than 7 years.
I remember going on the radio and all of a sudden just click, and I would have to crawl off the floor just to finish the show. Barely get to the doctor to get fixed. And I don't know how she does it, but it works.
Seattle today, near what has West and other patients good. From as far away as Alaska scratching their heads is the fact that Johanna Holler doesn't really touch them.
I'm not a witch doctor.
70-year-old Phyllis Hemming, suffering from shooting pains down her leg, has made an appointment to see Dr. Holler.
What have you heard about her technique?
Like I said, if it works, I like it. I don't care what it is. Hocus pocus, whatever. If it takes the pain away, hooray.
Looks great.
Even before the doctor touches or doesn't touch Phyllis, x-rays are taken.
The x-rays are like the blueprint for the patient. And basically what that information gives us is how much bend there is in a person's spine and how much twist.
The red line down the middle of Phyllis's x-ray shows where her head should be sitting on top of the spine. The blue is how far off center her head is. Now the doctor must adjust the top of Phyllis's spine to allow it to return to center over the red line. As the doctor begins, watch carefully. Is she actually touching Phyllis's neck?
So did you feel that?
Yeah, just kind of like a chill ran through my body. It was really strange.
The doctor will continue adjustments till the popping in her wrist stops.
Okay. You know, my body is my instrument, so to speak. When the atlas and the structure is corrected, my hand tends to stop popping. So that's how I generally have a feedback of whether something is now locked, and then there no more force can get in there.
Share with you the change.
As strange as that may sound, take a look at Phyllis's x-rays just minutes after all the popping and grunting.
So what we've done is we've shifted this to this. Does that make sense?
Phyllis's corrected blue line is now almost directly over the red line, representing a center or balanced spine. According to the doctor, if she can keep it that way, she'll be pain-free.
Okay, I'm a new lady.
We'll check back with Phyllis in 2 days. But first, we wanted to show something to Dr. Holler.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'd love to,
It's a videotape in slow motion of her adjusting the patients, and it appears as if she's not touching them.
No way.
We told you, Joel.
I saw your face. You watched it.
You're not touching her, and now the energy, right? The popping noise is right there.
Right.
Wow. From where I stand and from where I do my work,
right,
it's my whole thing is that I'm touching.
That's why you're on TV.
But isn't it not weird?
According to Phyllis Hemming, weird or not, it works.
It's different than anything I've ever had. Then when the actual treatment, I didn't feel her touch me. I don't know.
I'm just a patient. I don't have to know. I just have to get well.
Another befuddled but satisfied patient. How does Dr. Holler explain all this?
I really don't want to be considered the doctor that doesn't touch, because I really think that that is misleading for people.
So you, no miracle worker, no magic healer, no super invisible powerful hands that hover above somebody's neck.
Plain old hands that know what they're doing.
It sounds like we're done.
Check it out. I don't know. See what you think. If you want some more information, go to king5.com and we'll link you over to the Good Doctor site. You can learn all about it. If it works, it works.